Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. It's about the development of crash dummies that better represent females. I'll jump right in. The crash dummy aimed at protecting women drivers. By Shona McCallum, published 10/28/2022 on the British Broadcasting Company's website. Since the 1970s, crash test dummies, mechanical surrogates of the human body, have been used to determine car safety. The technology is used to estimate the effectiveness of seat belts and safety features in new designs. Until now, most commonly used dummies have been based on the average male build and weight. However, women represent about half of all drivers and are more prone to injury in like-to-like accidents. The dummy that is sometimes used as a proxy for women is a scaled-down version of the male one, roughly the size of a 12-year-old girl. At 4'8" tall and weighing 105 pounds, it represents the smallest 5% of women by the standards in the mid-1970s. However, a team of Swedish engineers has developed the first dummy, or to use a more technical term, seat evaluation tool, designed on the body of an average woman. Their dummy is 5'3" tall and weighs 137 pounds, more representative of the female population. Several times a day in a lab in the Swedish city of Linköping, road accidents are simulated and the consequences are analyzed. The sensors and transducers in the dummy provide potential life-saving data, measuring the precise physical forces exerted on each part of the body in a crash event. The team recorded data, including velocity of impact, crushing force, bending, torque of the body, and braking rates. They are focused on seeing what happens to the biomechanics of the dummy during low-impact rear collisions. The aim is to make vehicles safer for women. When a woman is in a car crash, she is up to 3 times more likely to suffer whiplash injuries and rear impacts in comparison with a man, according to U.S. government statistics data. Although whiplash is not usually fatal, it can lead to physical disabilities, some of which can be permanent. It is these statistics that drive Astrid Lindgren, the Director of Traffic Safety at the Swedish National Road and Transport Institute, who is leading the research at Linköping. We know from injury statistics that if we look at the low severity impacts, women are much more likely to have permanent injuries. So to ensure that you identify the seats that have the best protection for both parts of the population, we definitely need to have the part of the population at highest risk represented, she told the BBC. Dr. Linder believes her research can help shape the way cars are specified in the future, and she stresses that the key differences between men and women exist. Females are shorter and lighter than males on average, and they have different muscle strength. Because of this, they physically respond differently in a car crash. We have differences in the shape of our torso and in the center of gravity and the outline of our hips and pelvis, she explained. But Dr. Linder will still need regulators to enforce the use of the average female dummy that she has developed. There's no legal requirement for car safety tests for rear impact collisions to be carried out on anything other than the average man. Although car companies are already using them in their own safety tests, they are not used in the EU or US programs. Average female dummies in Linköping have fully flexible spines, which means the team can look at what happens to the whole spine from the head to the lower back when a woman is injured. U.S. company Humanetics is the largest manufacturer of crash test dummies worldwide and is seen as a leading voice when it comes to precision and technology. CEO Christopher O'Connell told BBC that he believes that safety has advanced significantly over the last 20, 30, 40 years, but it really hasn't taken into account the differences between the male and the female. You can't have the same test device to test a man and a woman. We're not going to crack the injuries that we're seeing today unless we put sensors there to measure those injuries. By measuring those injuries, we can have a safer car with safer airbags, safer seat belts, safer occupant compartments that allow for different sizes. The United Nations is examining its regulations on crash testing and will determine whether they need to be changed in order to protect all drivers. If changes are made to involve a crash test dummy representing an average female, there's an expectation that women will one day be safer behind the wheel. My hope for the future is that safety of vehicles will be assessed for both parts of the population, Dr. Linder said. Well, after reading this article, I wanted to see more about this. I hit the internet and I found a research report published at the University of Virginia's Center for Applied Biomechanics, who analyzed data from nearly 23,000 frontal car crashes involving 31,000 occupants wearing seatbelts and found that women had 73% greater odds of being seriously injured. From that result, it's pretty clear that a test dummy that better represents the average female is likely to shed light on why such a difference exists. There are plenty of unsafe drivers of both sexes out on the highways, and factors that make driving less safe don't seem to be limited to either sex. So we need to make cars safer for everyone. That's it for this time. I'll send another bit of science down the pipe soon, but for now, goodbye.